welcome to the June meeting of the Faulkner County Court of Court. At this time, Justice Johnny Tyler is going to lead us in prayer and pledge of allegiance. Please stand.
Father God, we come to you tonight. We give you this meeting. We give you our direction, Father. We just ask that you guide us in everything that we do tonight. And Father God, we just want to pay homage to Justice Boyer and everything he did. Father, we just thank you so much for the people in this room and that we get to represent them, Father. And I just ask that you put Jesus' blood on this wall and protect us all tonight as we go forward.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll, please?
Allison.
Here.
Boyer. Coates.
Present.
Grady.
It's Grady.
Grady.
Here.
Kendrick.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Dawoski.
Present.
Lyon.
Here.
Moss. Pearson.
Here.
Shock.
Here.
String.
Here.
Tyler.
Present.
All right, we have a quorum. Justice Gerald Jerry Boyer, a gentleman's gentleman, a statesman's statesman, friend, mentor. He loved God, he loved his family dearly. He loved Faulkner County and serving its people. He did so with a passion and understanding of duty. As fellow public servants, we would do well to measure ourselves against that standard that Justice Boyer set. Whether you were on his side of a particular issue or not, he treated you the same, with the same unceasing respect and appreciation he had for our people and their government. Now, as he would insist, Faulkner County government will press on. Though he's not with us, seated among us. It matters large and matters small. But we do so with a somber realization that he will no longer be seated among us. But we do so with admiration for his service, his impact upon us, each of us, and his impact upon Faulkner County, and as he often told us, District 12. On behalf of the people of Faulkner County, we thank you, Justice Boyer. Our nation's flag rests at Justice Boyer's setting, if you will notice. That flag was flown over Faulkner County in his honor in front of the courthouse right here on the front lawn. So, Justices, if you would please join me in honoring Justice Boyer and expressing our appreciation to his family who are here tonight as we present that flag to them. Please stand. That's not easy to do. You know, I do these things from time to time, speak at various places, but you know, if it weren't for trying to measure up to what Jerry would have me and us do, I don't know that I could have done that. But I appreciate Jerry. He won't be seated among us here in person, but I promise you his impact will never leave me. And I think I can say the same for everyone else here. So I know those words are not adequate, but we do thank you, and we appreciate his service. And we must press on. Okay, next we have approval of the journal. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve the journal.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and second. Are there any comments or corrections? Hearing none. All in favor of adopting or accepting the journal as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the journal will be approved as presented. County officers' reports, Mr. Treasurer.
Thank you, Judge. You'll turn with me to the Treasurer tab under tab 2. Summary of statements for going court January 1st to May 31st, 2023. County General Fund 1,000, $5,417,497.35. County Road Fund 2,000, $4,422,637.74. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $2,951,140.29. Animal Welfare and Control Fund 3404, $1,494,440.07. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $2,451,457.69. Coronavirus Relief Fund 1005, $1,047,259.27. American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, $22,982,903.33. Turn with me to page 2. If you remember, we talked about last month, we talked about some timing issues on county general revenue. They came in April, and then they really came in May. We had a good tax revenue month, and it was revenue in April, but we showed it in May. So as you can see, we're above the 2022 numbers at the end of May. And on page 3, sales tax revenue for May was $1,186,308.50. That's 2.06 above May of 2022, and we're currently riding at 4.55% above year to date. Page 4 shows us that we're 44% of our projected at $13 million. And on page 5, the 3-month moving average versus the 1-month moving average. 3-month moving average has dipped below the 1-year moving average. This is seasonal. We fully expect it to be back above in June. Are there any questions? Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Mr. Sansom. Is there a Sheriff's Department report this month? Okay. Court recognizes Chief Deputy Wolf.
Evening. For the Sheriff's Office for the month of May, our Unit 1, which is our maximum security, averaged 176 detainees. We went over our capacities at 118. At Unit 2, our medical average was 173. Our average female at Unit 2 was 87 with a capacity of 88. Our juveniles here at the Sheriff's Office, our average was 12. We have a capacity of 16. For May, we released 547 detainees, and we took in 531. For our patrol division, total number of all calls to dispatch was 2,549. To the Sheriff's Office only was 1,987. Reported 83 violent crimes domestic, 71 thefts criminal mischief, and 80 animal calls. I did double check this, and I do not have a reason if you ask, but there was one animal citation written in the month of May. Our criminal investigation division assigned 68 cases. They closed 24. Our transport units made 102 total trips, transport inmates. Something that is not on your stats for May that I wanted to recognize, after running some numbers for a different report, that our Sheriff's Office Reserve Unit put in 562 volunteer hours in a month of May. So I believe they do deserve some recognition because they help out our community and our Sheriff's Office a lot.
Any questions for Chief Deputy? Just fine.
Just curious, what was any reasoning for that large increase in releases? 547 compared to 477 and everything else? I'm just curious.
Without looking, I do not. I don't have that.
So. Any further questions?
Yeah, you said that your deputies volunteer. What type of volunteering are they doing?
So the reserve unit.
Okay.
The volunteer unit.
Gotcha.
We have a great group, 12 to 15 guys, and they go out, they handle our, you know, like totes up, and then they actually help us, our CID and our sex offender division. They go out and do compliance checks on all of our offenders on the weekends. If we get into a situation where a detainee has to be taken to the hospital, we don't have enough deputies to really sit at the hospital, so they come sit with them and take them to jail. I'm telling you, when times got in our retention period where times were tough, them guys saved us. Because they pick up, they're fully qualified to do everything we do. They're just a volunteer unit.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. And we certainly appreciate the reserve program and all that they do. And now, Mr. Anderson, if we could have an ARP and road report.
Thank you, Judge. We've had a few expenditures, about $750,000. I'll cover one of the big ones. If you'll turn first to page 3, we'll give you an update. Conway Corp. Lower Ridge Water, even though we haven't gotten any expenses in on that, it's well underway. They started about 3 weeks ago. Damascus Water Line Extension is going to start any day now. Bologna 107 Schultz on page 4. That's the first Bologna Water project, and that's where we've got the majority of our expenses in this time. Most of those are materials. They've gotten, I'm going to say, close to half the pipe buried. They've got two bores they'll have to do at the end of the job. They're saving that to do it all at once. They let the bid on Mount Vernon on the next page. Mount Vernon Emergency Pump Station, we haven't yet had a pre-construction meeting on that. Go to the last page. $819,000 in expenses since the last time I reported to you. I suspect in the next couple of months we'll start to get several more bills in as the weather's good and people want to take advantage of the good weather trying to bury pipe. So expect the expenditures to increase quite a bit compared to what they've done, at least in the next few months. Subject to that, there's no more I have on the ARP report. If there's any questions, I'll take those. You'll turn to the road report. The Rogers Group is full force into their state projects, so we don't have them very often. We just got the quarter mile done since I talked to you last. It was a road out near Bologna, south of the bypass, that we got paved. Clinton Road and Rooster Road, that's a project that a state project that Rogers Group does have. Those are overlays and they're near completion. I think they have all of Clinton Road paved that they were going to. They had the striping left and they were about to wind up on the paving with Rooster Road with the striping left. Mayflower Bypass, as most of you know, is now open. The bridge report that I have, South Tuttle Road, south of the 8 Mile Store, pre-construction meeting is in the morning. Middle Road Partnership with Conway is complete. And the Old Springfield Bridge, Road Bridge, east of Briar Branch, that's a bridge that our bridge crew in the road shop is rebuilding, estimated to be through with that the middle of next month. Skunk Hollow and Road Intersection at 286 is still with RDOT. And then the Worcester Roundabout is still in conceptual design. No updates on those. Mr. Chair, that's all I have subject to questions.
Thank you for your reports. Any questions?
I just have one question, Judge.
in the intersection portion, it says opting for curb and gutter option. What's that in reference to? The Wooster roundabout or the Highway 286 thing?
That's the 286 stop.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
And just some clarification on that. With curb and gutter takes less space. And so in order to avoid having to undergo condemnation in eminent domain or negotiating with a property owner who may not want to give that land up, we recommended that they go back to the drawing board and design it with curb and gutter. So we're not fans of condemnation. So they are in the process of redesigning that, finalizing those plans. It's a busy time of the year for them, honestly. And so I look to hear from them anytime. Same thing with Wooster Roundabout. So thank you for that report, Mr. Anderson. Any other questions? And I would say we're busy mowing. Lots of mowing, lots of activity for really all road departments this time of year. Any other officers' reports? Seeing none, we'll move on to standing committee reports. Courts and Public Safety, Justice Coates.
Thank you, Judge. We've had a couple of Courts and Public Safety meetings. I say that. Our first one where we met, we were not able to have a quorum, and so that was called off until last week. We've had several things that have changed on the agenda, mainly just some pricing issues with some of the different radio situations that we were dealing with. There are a couple other updates that we discussed this last week. Our animal shelter is still in the process with Rick Sales and Emily Ferris. I spoke with Emily last week, and she was hopeful. She said she very carefully said that she was hopeful that they are ahead of schedule. And so that is a big plus for all of us. We still are not ready to send that out to bid yet, but like I was explaining earlier, getting all those detailed drawings and plans so we know exactly where we're sitting is beneficial to all of us. The other update that I have is on the crypto mining and the noise ordinance that we discussed in our committee meetings. The noise ordinance that Justice Allison brought before the committee did not pass committee. However, we met again this morning with some of the officials with the facility out in Bono, and they brought in their plan for the mitigation for the sound. It was a very positive meeting. I felt positive leaving the meeting, and I feel Judge and some of the others involved did as well. I have a sample of that wall that they were kind enough to leave with us, and I can show that to the justices, or we can look at that after our meeting tonight. They have also agreed to put up a temporary wall. So the mitigation and the permanent sound barrier, and I hope I'm describing this correctly, will take several months to get it up and going. They've already ordered the materials for that, but it will take several months to build the foundation and the infrastructure to support that wall. But they have agreed to build a temporary wall to mitigate at least part of the sound. It will be simple in nature, but sometimes we all realize sometimes simple is better than nothing, and that's where we're at this point. So we're very hopeful that that should start immediately. We don't have a timeline, but it should be pretty quickly that will be done. That's it.
Any questions for Justice Coates? And I will add, Justice Gray.
Yes, ma'am. They are hopeful that it will be around half of what is present now. If I'm explaining that correctly, Ms. Christian Linderman is in our gallery as well. But they hope that it's going to be at least half, and they're hopeful that it will be more.
Thank you for that update. That's probably an oversimplification of the progress and the work done and being made. Of course, we appreciate the work that you have done, your leadership and committee. And I will say part of the delay for the permanent sound mitigation is that it's manufactured on demand. And so they've got to be, the specs sent in. I think the specs have already been sent in, and so they're actually manufacturing them. So, had a meaningful meeting with them, the acoustic engineer, today. I would call it very productive. We were fairly blunt with them. I think that's fair to say. And I think they can't make the manufacturing process work any quicker, but I do know they're going to begin the framework that will house the sound mitigation. They will begin the framework ahead of time so that hopefully when those panels are delivered, installation will be fairly quick. They were honestly very receptive to when we expressed our concern with the delay, albeit in manufacture. We pointed out the sound is 24/7, 365, and it's just unacceptable. They're making what appear to be good faith efforts. I'll just call it like it is. But we were blunt with them and said, "Gosh, it's a really long time. We would strongly advise you take mitigating steps now, no matter what they may be." And they came up with ideas on the spot. Took a few hours to discuss, and then they got back with Justice Coates to let them know that they are going to take those steps. I will note that we've noted Randy Higgins he goes by that site every day. It's on his way to work. He stops. Seems to be quieter than it was. We assumed they were throttling down or running at partial capacity, and they said, no, a lot of it depends on sound direction. I think I recall the site engineer saying that the fans, the longer they run, I guess they break in, they have fewer sharp edges or something, and they make less noise, so it's not enough. Every little bit helps. We anxiously await both the temporary sound mitigation and the permanent sound mitigation. So that's all the commentary I have at this point, but we'll continue to monitor it actively. Any questions? Budget Committee, Justice Lahosky.
Thank you, Judge. Budget Committee met 2 weeks ago, and we have four ordinances for consideration tonight. We also heard a good presentation from Deliver Hope on their ordinance before us tonight. Thank you.
Any questions for Justice Lahosky? Thank you, Justice. Personnel Committee, Justice Kendrick.
Thank you, Judge. Personnel Committee didn't meet in the month of June, and we don't have any reports or ordinances for the court tonight.
Thank you. Justice Kendrick, any other standing committee reports that I missed? Seeing none, moving along, are there any public comments on matters before the court today? Seeing none, we have come to the special reports section. We were to have a special report, monthly reporter update from the county extension. I received a text from extension agent Mary Beth Gross. You know her well. Said she'd been unable to make it. Her husband is in ICU. That's all I know. I told her she would be, they would both be in our thoughts and prayers, and to please let us know if we can help in any way. I asked no further questions, but I thought I would share that with you. She asked our forgiveness for not being here, of all things. And so, you know, we'll share whatever we hear from her, if she would allow us to do that when we find out. So let's keep them in our thoughts and prayers. Any other special reports? Okay, I think I'll give a special report at this point with regard to the Lake Conway renovation. Many of you have probably heard about by now. For our justices, I provided you with a written version of the statement I'm about to read and make to the full court. Lake Conway renovation. Justices, as you may have heard by now, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission announced the coming lengthy but necessary renovation of Lake Conway. The renovation is precipitated by a dam that's no longer fully functional. Several of the gates don't work. It continues to deteriorate. It's 75 years old. And so that's really the triggering cause of the timing of the Lake Conway renovation. If you live around here or you're an outdoorsman or outdoors woman, you know that Lake Conway has been in need of a renovation for many, many years. It just due to the silt and a whole host of other reasons. And so I would just say, as an outdoorsman most of my life, I'm thankful for the opportunity we have to live here in the great state of Arkansas with the abundant natural resources we have. And in Faulkner County in particular, we're thankful to have Lake Conway. I mean, a lot of times we take that for granted. Magnificent Lake Conway, 6,700 acres, the largest, the nation's largest state-owned game and fish lake, and the first of its kind. Precipitated the Game and Fish Commission we know today, precipitated a constitutional amendment, really showed the rest of our nation that we should set aside public land for public use and hunting and fishing and as a natural resource. Lots of history there. I would invite you to do some searches on articles written back in the early 1950s. Magnificent Lake Conway, we so often take for granted. Like many of you here today, I remember vividly being taught how to fish by my parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, everybody else. Learning to squirrel hunt with an uncle, with my cousins. I also cherish those memories as well. I remember when just seeing, and I know there's several of you in this room that are in the same boat I am, just seeing a fresh set of deer tracks was an event. There were still hunters back then, just like there are today. But I promise you, when one of the hunters in your hunting party saw a fresh set of deer tracks, everybody went to look at it after the hunt was over. I mean, now that seems ridiculous, particularly people younger than I am. The truth. I also remember being taught how to duck hunt by a dear uncle who's no longer with us, Mr. Bob Starr, who taught us how to duck hunt when there were no mallards. And I know many of you, if you were duck hunters, if we have any duck hunters here my age, you know when we didn't used to have mallards here. We nearly hunted the whitetail out. We nearly hunted the mallard out in this area and really nationwide. I remember that. So although the wildlife and resource management of our natural resources takes effort, it's not always fun. Like waiting on deer season or running into a fishing limit. That's no fun. You want to continue to pull those crappie in or those bass, or you'd like to deer hunt now. But you know that we can't do that and properly manage those resources. Well, Lake Conway is no different. And those times as a young boy when there weren't many whitetails and mallards really made that clear to me, though those many years ago. So it's with that in mind, and I just really wanted to take a moment to underscore that. As the Game and Fish reached out to our office, we couldn't share the details with you at their request. The mayors of Mayflower and the city of Conway, Chamber of Commerce, Conway Convention and Visitors Bureau, on up. There are a number of entities that have that they reached out to just a few weeks ago, is when we knew it, to listen to any concerns that we might have, to hopefully gain our buy-in and help us to understand why they are doing it. And I told them then, I appreciate the science. I would not pretend to know the science better than they. It's what they do. They live. They're excited, to put it in an understated way. And that excites me, that our state's Game and Fish Commission, you all know how powerful they are and what a great responsibility they have. And they're literally giddy about what they're going to do with Lake Conway. No, they're not making it a ski lake. They're not taking the stumps out. What they're going to do is fix that dam. They're going to replace it. It's got to be replaced. They're going to remove the stumps that still exist in the boat lanes. And if you're like me, you've hit them before, even in the lane. They're going to allow the silt, which has silted the entire lake in, it's lost 40% of its depth and capacity, 40% through the years. They can't dredge the entire lake, although they're going to do some neat projects that it's not my place to announce. the drying of the lake will cause the silt to compact under its own weight, and it won't come back like a sponge when the water is put back in the lake. And so that excites me, is to see that depth that I recall even when I was a child, and the lake was old then. It excites me to see them excited about the life cycle, recycling, re-life cycling the lake, and starting that biology all over again. That excites me. Of course, they've got a whole host of events and public involvement that they're going to reveal, and you should be excited, too, about the events beforehand and during the drawdown. And it really should excite you to hear about the finished product and what we're going to have there. Justice Higgins' dad moved here. His parents moved here from North Little Rock on Lake Conway so he could fish. He fishes it 3 times a week, on average, probably more than that this time of year. And to selflessly hear him say he appreciates that resource. And I know they had great concern, honestly, because it's going to be 5 years. They're not going to tell you it may take shorter. Certainly, if they get it done, they'll open it when it's finished. But to hear the elder Mr. Higgins respond like a true outdoorsman and conservationist of our resources here really lifted my spirits. I had some mild concern, then I realized, you know what? Anybody who hunts and fishes or uses our outdoors knows we have to take care of that. So I take this moment to express my personal appreciation to Director Austin Booth, who is willing to do these things, and the commissioners, the entire Game and Fish Commission, and each and every stakeholder, which includes everybody in this room. I want to thank them for the courage and the discipline to undertake this, because they could have mailed it in. We wouldn't know, or wouldn't hold them to any standard different than not knowing. And it took courage. So I appreciate them, and I really, really appreciate their vision for this lake. If you're a fisherman, you're going to really love it. If you don't enjoy fishing, you're probably still going to love this, because you're going to have a greater use of this lake. So I'll close my comments with that. But it's a big enough project in this county, and I feel a personal responsibility as the county judge to make remarks that are communicated to our public. So I thank you for your patience as I make those remarks, and I'll be happy to take any questions tonight or in the future. I would invite you to go to newlakeconway.com. It's a very well-curated site, very well-curated site. And newlakeconway.com. And certainly you can call my office anytime or stop me on the street, and I'll be glad to answer any questions if I know the answer, and get you whoever can answer it if I can't. So to the justices, do you have any questions? So once again, I applaud the Game and Fish. We are going to be so proud of the future Lake Conway. I would just ask you to trust me. So thank you for that. Any other special reports? Seeing none. Old business. Is there any old business to bring before the court? I think somebody's trying to tell me to look at my phone. All right, so did we ask for public comments on the agenda? Any item before court? I think we did that. All right. Okay, seeing no new old business, no old business discussion. Moving along to new business. Tab number 3, proposed ordinance 23-13. What's your pleasure?
Judge, I make a motion that we approve ordinance 23-13 and it be read by title only.
Second. We have a motion and second on ordinance 23-13. Is there any discussion? Let's go ahead and have a reading, Counselor.
Ordinance 23-13, sponsored by the Budget Finance Committee, be enacted by the Coin Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas. The ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 22-63, dated December 20th, 2022, and to declare an emergency.
Any discussion? Justice Lahosky, you want to just briefly explain?
This is our kind of regular monthly appropriation ordinance. Some kind of bigger ticket items on here. Section 6, which is revenue coming in from some believe it's the school board election.
Yes.
And then Section 7 has something to do with the sheriff's office and a vehicle. Is that a wrecked vehicle insurance payout or something? There you go. That's what we got.
All right. Thank you for that. Any questions? Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Allison?
Yes.
Boyer? Coates?
Yes.
Grady?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Lewoski?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Shock?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
Motion carried. The ordinance passes. Thank you. Tab number 4, proposed ordinance 23-14. Budget and finance.
Judge, I make a motion to approve ordinance 23-14 and for it to be read by title only.
Second. Our motion and second. Let's go ahead and have the reading, Counselor.
Proposed ordinance 23-14, sponsored by Budget Finance, an appropriation for law enforcement salary stipends for full-time law enforcement officers in accordance with Act 224 of the 2022 fiscal session of the Arkansas Legislature and to amend the annual operating budget for Faulkner County, Arkansas for calendar year 2023.
Thank you, Counselor. Any questions or comments?
Judge, I'll just give an overview on this one as well. This is state money, Section 1, the $5,382.50 is state money coming in. Section 2 is county money, where we pick up the retirement matching that goes into this. This is a state grant for law enforcement stipend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
Any questions or comments? Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Allison?
Yes.
Boyer? Coates?
Yes.
Grady?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Lewoski?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Shock?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
Motion carries. The ordinance passes. Thank you. Tab number 5, proposed ordinance 23-15. Assessor's office stipend.
I make a motion to approve ordinance 23-15 and be read by title only.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. Council, agree.
Proposed ordinance 23-15, sponsored by Budget Finance, and appropriation for full-time county officials and employees of the Assessor's Office in accordance with Act 357 of the 2023 fiscal session of the Arkansas Legislature and to amend the annual operating budget for Faulkner County, Arkansas for calendar year 2023.
Thank you, Councilor. Any questions or comments?
I'll just give a summation on this one as well, Judge, since it came through Budget Finance. Another state grant here. I believe Section 1 in the ordinance is the $4,000 coming from the state, and Section 2 is county money to get that Social Security matching.
Thank you for that. Any questions or comments?
Judge, I'd like to add, this is money that they were getting. This is the first time it's coming through the county. It's the same stuff they've always been getting, but they've been getting straight from DFNA. I think this, it says in here, Act 357 of 2023, put it through the county process.
Thank you for that clarification. Seeing no further comment, Madam Secretary, if you would call the roll, please.
Allison?
Yes.
Boyer? Coates?
Yes.
Grady?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Lewoski?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Shock?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
Motion carries. The ordinance passes. Turn to tab number 6, proposed ordinance 23-16. ARP, Deliver Hope.
Judge, I make a motion to approve proposed ordinance 23-16 and it be read by title only.
Second.
Thank you for that. We have a motion and a second, Counselor.
Proposed ordinance 23-16, sponsored by Justice Boyer. Be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 22-63, dated December 23rd, 2022, and to declare an emergency.
Thank you, Counselor. Is there any discussion, question, or comment? Seeing none, Madam Secretariat.
Allison?
Yes.
Boyer? Coates?
Yes.
Grady?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Kowalski?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Schock?
Yes.
Strand?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
Motion carries. And Justice Boyer's ordinance passes. Thank you. Congratulations to Deliver Hope. Thank you. We have we have a director and board members, and I'm not sure who all we have here with us, but thank you for your diligence in pursuing this. We certainly thank Justice Boyer for his efforts and that of his daughter, Ms. Andrea. So we thank you for being here. Thank you for those efforts. Continue doing great things. I don't see Judge Braswell, but he deserves many thanks, too, for coming and explaining from our circuit court and judicial system the importance of this program. So it is an honor, particularly since Justice Boyer sponsored this ordinance. But it's an honor for this county to support you in your efforts. Thank you. Let's give them a round of applause. Moving along, tab number 7, proposed resolution 23-05. Do you have a motion? It's your pleasure. 23-05, resolution. Declare vacancy.
Make a motion that we put resolution 2305 on the table for consideration.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. Counselor?
Fulton County Quorum Court Resolution 23-05 be resolved by the Quorum Court, Fulton County, State of Arkansas, resolution declaring a vacancy in the Office of Justice of the Peace, District Number 12 for Fulton County.
Thank you, Counselor. Any discussion? I'll just add, for those who are not familiar, this process is structured by statute. This is following the procedure as set forth in statute. And the vacancy must be declared. The Quorum Court has a duty to declare it by resolution. This will be communicated to the governor's office. The governor will then make an appointment to finish Justice Boyer's term. And so that's the procedure. Tonight, we are required as a county, or the Quorum Court is required, to declare the vacancy. It has to be done within a specific period of time. And so that's why this resolution is before the court today. I would just say once again, for those of us who were close, it's not easy. And I appreciate his family, as difficult it is for those of us who were close friends of Justice Boyer, who considered him to be their mentor, like he was to me. It's not easy. We just appreciate all that he stood for. And like I said in my remarks earlier, it didn't matter whether you were opposed to Justice Boyer on a particular issue, as long as he served in his capacity as justice, as long as he served our community. You probably didn't agree with him on each and every issue that he was carrying or you were carrying, but that didn't matter. He treated you the same. Now, when I said he was a gentleman's gentleman, I meant it. And we all know that. He was just so kind. And when somebody didn't agree with him, he would say, "I've got a mean streak a mile wide. It's about to come out," and nobody believed him, including me. So, whether he was super close with you as a friend, away from Quorum Court or not, he's just one of those people who, whether you knew it or not, he just rubbed off on you. And I hope that I'm a better person for having spent time with Justice Boyer. So, any further comment? Seeing none, would you go ahead and call the roll? It's not required, but call the roll, please.
Allison?
Yes.
Boyer? Coates?
Yes.
Grady?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Lewoski?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Shock?
Yes.
Strand?
Here.
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes. Motion carries. Resolution 23-05 passes. Vacancy has been declared. So, Quorum Court, with your directive, I will communicate this to the governor's office, and I will essentially put a copy, file mark copy of this resolution in an envelope with a brief cover letter stating the purpose of the mailing, and therefore complete your duties and our duties as a county by communicating that a vacancy has been declared to the governor's office. And so, seeing no objection to that, we'll get that in the mail tomorrow. As I said earlier, as Jerry would insist, press on. It's a beautiful day. We're going to do that. Seeing no further new business, we'll move on to the appointment section. There are none. Are there any announcements? Seeing none, before I accept a motion to adjourn, I would just say, you know, gosh, life is fleeting. Just have your affairs in order. And if there's anybody who had their affairs in order, it was Jerry Boyer. And if you didn't know him well, hopefully you see his impact on me personally and the solemn faces on all of your elected justices of the peace. I know of no one who did not respect Jerry. And there's a reason. He was just a good guy. He was a good guy. He loved this county. And I can tell you the number of discussions that I had behind closed doors that just, you know, his impact will never leave me. I want his family to know this. And I'm not alone in that regard. You can see how much he meant to me personally, beginning 10 years ago when I was serving as an interim county judge. And I just happen to be the person with the microphone. He's had this impact on countless numbers of people. So I would implore those of us who are in public office, you know, just take a cue from Justice Boyer. You know, he was a statesman's statesman. And I appreciate him. I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.